While there is resentment against the surge of refugees in some countries, yesterday in cities across Europe, thousands rallied in support of those fleeing the violence in the Middle East. France is one of the countries that has opened its doors. President François Hollande has said his country will take in 24,000 refugees over the next 2 years. That's the number proposed by the European Union. Thousands have already begun arriving, straight from Germany, where the French government has sent buses to pick them up. And that's where NPR's Eleanor Beardsley picks up the story.
France, like the rest of the world, was shocked by the now iconic photo of a neatly dressed, tiny boy lying face down on a Turkish beach. A grave-looking President Hollande said it was his country's duty to take more migrants in.
C'est le devoir de la France. La France, où le droit d'asile fait partie.
The right to asylum is part of the French soul, part of our very being. History compels us to take responsibility and respond with humanity because of the generations who have sought asylum in our nation and helped build France.
Within a matter of days, migrants like 23-year-old Omram Kassar had arrived in France. Kassar's parents pushed him and his younger brother to flee Syria before they were forced to fight in President Bashar al-Assad's army. Kassar says the French officials approached him as he arrived in a Munich refugee camp and convinced him to change destinations.
They told me that I could get the resident permit in about two months. The chief of the refugees office in France here, he himself told me and convinced me to come here to France.
Kassar says he wasn't thinking of coming to France because he heard the country has high unemployment. He says among the traveling migrants, asylum conditions in France are seen as less favorable than, for example, in Sweden or Germany. Kassar and dozens of migrants relax at picnic tables at a retreat facility where they're being housed. It's in a bucolic setting about an hour north of Paris in a town called Cergy-Pontoise. Kassar says the accommodation is better than he expected, and they get 3 home-cooked meals a day. Sylvain Desmets runs the vacation center.
We've had an outpouring of support from people asking how they can help, and we're planning a giant community picnic next week so the migrants' kids can play with the local kids.
Though far-right figures such as Marine Le Pen have called on France to close its borders, mayors from a dozen French cities have agreed to accept refugees, and an Airbnb-type system connecting migrants with French hosts has been a big success. The warm welcome is somewhat of a turnaround for a country that recently wanted to close its border with Italy and has added more police to control migrants in the northern port city of Calais. It should also be noted that scenes of Germans welcoming migrants with flowers and cheers impressed the French. Dunya Al-Kayar and a friend volunteered to serve as interpreters for the new migrants. Al-Kayar and her family arrived in France from Iraq 7 years ago. She says life is good, but it's never really like home. In Iraq, her father was a university math professor. In France, he drives a taxi. She says the new immigrants will find their way too, but she'll tell them it's gonna take time.
It's very difficult because it's not the same civilization, traditions. It's not the same.
Armed with a bachelor's degree in economics, Kassar is anxious to get started in his new life in France and, as he says, merge into society.
First of all, I have to learn French and just be as productive as any French citizen.
Exuding an air of youthful confidence, Kassar says he figures it'll take him 4 to 5 months to get a handle on the language. He starts French classes tomorrow. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Cergy-Pontoise, France.